Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Busy theater weekend for you, Lonnie,
yes.
The theater lady.
I'm only talking about two, but I actually saw three shows.
Very Woo. Good. And this is Flyin' West.
Yes.
This which, ironically, has a picture of a man on a horse.
I know.
So, tell us about this. This is at Pitt.
At Pitt, Henry Heyman
Pitt
in
Stages.
Stephen Foster.
Yes.
Right. It was quite interesting that I saw this story because in the previous play I talked about, they referred to Nicodemus, Kansas, and this play took place in Nicodemus, Kansas.
What are the odds? That's crazy.
Isn't that too... And I had never heard of Nicodemus until I had seen the playwright's
Life
play.
Is magical.
It was.
There are no coincidences. Maybe this means something.
I wonder.
We need to go to Nicodemus, Kansas.
I would love to, because now it's a historic site.
What's special about it?
Well, what's really special... I guess I can put this down. What's really special is that after the Homestead Act in 1860, there was a big exodus after the Civil War of black people trying to get away from the Jim Crow laws, who moved out west, and they settled in Nicodemus, Kansas. And even those that weren't there in Nicodemus heard about Nicodemus, and it was such a dream to them to get there, an all-black community, no Jim Crow laws, black business owners. So a lot of... This is amazing to me, as rough as it was to make that trip, number one, and then as rough as the winters were and the land was, a lot of single women and widows went out there, as well as men, and worked farms and worked the land. And can you imagine in the late 1870s how difficult that would be? No electricity, no nothing.
Yeah.
And these women did it. And this particular story is about three sisters and a very dear older friend of theirs who settled in Nicodemus. And mostly about their struggles and their interrelationships and their worries about land speculators coming in, buying up the land they had homesteaded. And in real life, unfortunately, this did happen. The white people came, took it over. It didn't show this in the play, and installed Jim Crow laws. Very sad. But anyway, this was a historic first for Pitt. The first all African American cast in any show Pitt has ever produced in the history of Pitt.
Wow.
So that's pretty historic. It's a big deal.
Is it a new play?
No, it's not. It's not a new play. It was written by Pearl Clegg. And I've talked with some people before I saw it, actors who were all familiar with it. So it's been around. Well, the acting in this, these were students, and there was one named Roxy Robinson who was so totally amazing. She had so much energy and humor and vibrancy, and I saw her at the cast party afterwards.
Yeah.
And my friend that I was with said, "Oh my gosh, she's a young girl. I thought she was one of those students that came to school later in life because
her stage presence was so magnificent that you believed that she was even perhaps older than she was.
Old. Yeah, the way she
played Miss Leah.
Miss Leah, which I would say pretty much was the lead. And boy, she just had so much vibrancy at... She was wonderful. Remember that name, Roxy Robinson. She is going places. And the other three sisters were also very good. Maya Boyd, Sydney DuBois, DuBose, and Alex Primus. And they each had very different and distinct characters, and they all played them very well. And you could feel the distinct differences among them. And the other person I wanted to mention, Brendan Pfeiffer, played Frank.
Yes.
The husband of one of the sisters. He was so domineering and so controlling and so abusive that when he left the stage, that he came up the aisle, and I said to my friend I was with, "Trip him."
But this is a compliment, actually.
Yes,
a testament to how well he played, I guess, this loathsome character.
He did. And afterwards, I spoke with him a little bit, and I said, "You know how I know you gave a really good performance?" And he said, "No." I said, "Because I still hate you."
He thought that was funny. It's tough when you do such a good job playing somebody so awful. I know. It's tough.
And then when his character first came on stage, you didn't realize what he was like, and I thought... Oh, this guy's kind of off. And then I realized he was, like, off because it was a foreshadowing of how rotten he was going to be. The other thing I wanted to mention that I noticed, often, more often than I'm accustomed to, there were characters who had their backs to the audience. And me being a little more senior than some, couple times I had a little difficulty hearing, and
was it a proscenium estate? Was it thrust? No, was it in the round?
It was a thrust, three sides.
Well, yeah, okay, so they're facing somebody, you know, maybe just not you.
Well, yeah, but the...
Because the audience is on three sides, so...
It was a little different, though.
No.
And that kind of... I missed a couple little things that I was curious about because I did enjoy it.
It's not all about you.
Well, when I go, it is.
Oh, I know. Of course it is. Of course.
And some of the transitions between scenes, there were many, many, many scenes in this. And some of the transitions were a little bit slower than I would have liked to have seen.
Yeah, that can add up if there's a lot of them.
Yeah, and then it ended up being a kind of a long performance. Mm. It was about 2.5 hours also. A little over 2 hours, but that didn't detract from my overall enjoyment and pleasure in this show.
Very
good. Just a little tweak.
Flying West. If you'd like to fly on out to see it, it plays through February 24th at the Henry Heyman Theater at Pitt University, University of Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
No, thank you. As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.